talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open. 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right back to the front lines of history in the making. And I'll say again that Devil Radio has an app. You can download it from Google, Apple, our website. Follow 24/7 Devil Radio. Download, listen to your favorite shows anytime you want. A lot more to talk about today. Ron Johnson, senator from Wisconsin, he's up for re-election, hasn't said whether he's going to run or not, but he's raising money. He's obviously out there sniffing. He's sniffing all over the state, sniffing for re-election. I expect him to run again. It's important to win this election for the Democrats. However, he has done a couple of things that have especially injured our country. I'll give you a couple of examples. One of them is the January 6th commission, bipartisan commission, was finally scuttled. Moscow Mitch was a big part. Ron Johnson was also a big part, stopping it. A number of Republican senators said they'd support it, about six of them, but it wasn't even permitted to come to a vote. And that is because senators have a very high opinion of themselves, and any one senator can hold something up. The old days forever. Now there's a time limit, but they just stopped it because they did not want six Republican senators going on record saying they were for it. So the Democrats could say it was 56-44 in favor of it. And 35 Republicans in the House supported it too, and they'd say it was bipartisan. I say it was bipartisan. Just go ahead and do it. Convene it in the House. Nancy Pelosi, subpoena power. Have a committee. You can head by Adam Schiff or one of the top members of the House and investigate it. We know what happened. We'll get some more details. Sweat people out. And if the Republicans think that this shabby tactic is going to work, and that just because they held it up from even a vote, and Ron Johnson was one of the key people and not even permitting it to come to a vote. Not even permitting it to come to a vote. So we're not going to have a theoretically bipartisan commission, even though John Katko, New York Republican, was deputized by Kevin McCarthy to negotiate with the Democrats, and they came up with a system, a 10-person commission, 5-5, required a majority, 5 Republicans, 5 Democrats, so Democrats couldn't ram something through. Democratic chair, Republican vice chair, and they had to agree before a subpoena could issue. Plenty of protections. Moscow Mitch, Ron Johnson, others say, well, it was not bipartisan. It was not independent. It was a Democratic trick. Are you kidding me? John Katko said that wasn't true. And 35 Republicans in the House voted for it anyway. 6 Republicans were ready to go. Ron Johnson, along with Moscow Mitch, stopped it from even coming to a vote. I mean, what kind of representation do we have in Wisconsin? Is this what people expected when they voted for him? Is this what people expected? Well, he did another thing. This one really frosts me. There was a bipartisan effort in the Senate to pass legislation. It was overwhelmingly approved in the House to respond to the threat of China, not just in the Far East, but worldwide, by allocating another $50 billion to research and development and technology, and to stop the theft of China, by China, of our intellectual property, our technology. There's rampant theft. Both administrations, Trump, Biden, every administration has pointed it out. Chinese operatives penetrate our universities, they penetrate our businesses, and they simply steal IT. They just launched the moon shot. We train their scientists at MIT and Caltech. They go back. Why are we doing this? I mean, seriously, why are we permitting our technology to be stolen that ultimately will be weaponized against us? So this bill, bipartisan, was in a constructive way to meet and contain Chinese expansion around the world, increase our research and development, put in safeguards of theft of technology. And you know something? Ron Johnson stopped it. I swear he stopped it. This had overwhelming support. In fact, this would have survived a filibuster. There were many more than 10 Republican senators. But he gets up, he says, no, we're going to shelve it for a while. Shelve it for, if this were the 19th century, he could shelve it forever. Now there's some limits, but you could have Rand Paul of Kentucky then get up and say, I shelve it. And they could serially shelve it. One senator, there's 100 senators, one senator in the whole country can do this. You want to know why? Because they all think they're Cicero or Julius Caesar. They're walking around with garlands in their hair, in robes and togas, sipping wine with attendants and slaves, and they think they're a big deal. They think they're a big deal. Well, they're not Julius Caesar. They're not Julius Caesar. They're not Cicero. They're none of these people. They're bad news, very bad news. They should not be permitted to continue to obstruct the government of this country. We need to contain China. We need this legislation. And when you have overwhelming support in the House of Representatives and the Senate, what this means is Ron Johnson went to Moscow Mitch. He didn't do this on his own. Went to Moscow Mitch and said, listen, I'll take the bullet. We're going to stop this because we don't want Biden to look good. Biden will sign it and say he did something. So we will hurt the country. And Moscow Mitch would say, well, yeah, but a lot of our guys are under a lot of pressure. And if it looks like they're stopping it, it's going to hurt them. I'll stop it, says Ron Johnson. I'll stop it. He's pro-Trump. He's the one who said he didn't trust the FBI and the CIA. I'll stop it. Going to the lines, Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Well, first of all, belated thank you for your service the day after. I don't think I conveyed that to you last Friday.
Thank you, Dick. Thank you very much.
Did you see any of Biden's speech? I saw a little bit of it, and I found it extremely sobering in that it's kind of scary to have to make a speech like that, but it was really necessary. And this morning I'm watching a little bit of TV and watching these people kick it around and talk about it. And some of them were saying, you know, a lot of this is brought on by the fact that, in their opinion, some of the older people, that after World War II and through the 50s and 60s, a lot of people that served in the House and the Senate were former veterans that either fought in the war or were in the service in some capacity. And it wasn't all about them. And people like us or me, you and I, I'm in the middle of a baby boom, 55, 1955 being born, but I think a lot of that is true. People just, they take a oath of office and they don't really think much of it other than, well, it's a paycheck one and a way to enhance my bottom line when I get done with this, as opposed to serving the country. And everything's gotten kind of skewed as a result of it. And I think that's part of why we're where we're at. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a profound insight. And I think, you know, Biden, has provided great leadership. He's been president. He was sworn in on January 20, a little over four months, and he's already started to right the ship. But there's a lot of truth in what you just said. Obviously, we've had a number of public servants and even presidents who didn't serve in the military, and yet they did great service. So that is certainly possible. But I do think that, and it has nothing to do with, or not solely to do with military service, but there are a number of people, especially in the Senate, but even the House right now, who are not serving the interests of the United States. And some of them are veterans, like Cotton of Arkansas is a veteran. But he's bad news, really bad news. You know, Josh Hawley, Cruz is not a veteran. But, you know, all of these people, essentially, they exist for partisan reasons. They exist to do whatever they can to ruin a Democratic presidency so that the Republicans get back in because they look good by comparison. And when Obama was elected, Moscow Mitch said, you know, we are going to do everything in our power to make him a one-term president, not to help the United States, make him a one-term president. When Hillary Clinton ran and was ahead in the polls of Trump, looked like she may win, Moscow Mitch and Richard Burr of North Carolina said, in the next 40 years, we will not confirm a single Supreme Court nominee that she puts up, no matter what, even if it reduces the number on the Supreme Court. That is an invitation. That is a statement that they are going to injure the United States. They're going to injure the United States. Right now with Biden, you know, they're a little more full of guile about it because they've known Biden a long time. But in the upcoming elections in 2022, if the Republicans take the majority, they will shut Biden down. Virtually anything Biden does, they will shut it down because they won't even have to take it up in the Senate. They won't have to take it up anywhere. And God forbid if Kevin McCarthy becomes Speaker and Moscow Mitch is the majority leader, we will not have a government. We will not have a government, the legislative branch, that serves the interests of the United States. We simply will not have it. What we will have are people who are obsessed with one thing, which is ruining the incumbent Democrat. No feeling, as Dick of Madison just said, in the old days where people thinking of the interests of the country, not just themselves. And the sad thing is, this is the really sad thing, people who are the incumbents right now could very well do the right thing in most cases, and it wouldn't hurt them electorally. But you have this donor group, this massive donor group, and Trump is whipping them up, who will say, well, if you aren't pro-Trump and you don't do everything you can to ruin the Democrats, we'll primary you. A third of the base will go to your opponent, whoever it is, and we'll put up the money. That's what's going on. It's got to stop. Citizens United's got to go. Gerrymandering's got to go. Coming to a break. The lines are alive. Do not hang up. Do not hang up. Going to a quick break. Coming back, I'll go right to the lines. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.